Okay, so this video is going to cover the remaining parts of the actual setup process. So if you go to affiliates and under settings, you're going to see this page. And affiliate area is basically the affiliate page, which by default, a lot of times will be created initially. So we have the affiliate area page that's already been created. We have terms of use, so you would choose your terms and conditions, and this would be the affiliate legal policy that you want your affiliates to agree to. If you don't have that, you can get that from, there's different sources online which have affiliate policies where you can buy them directly from lawyers. If you go to Google and you just type that in. And down here, I would leave all of these as they are. Credit last refer, we definitely want to credit the last affiliate who referred the customer. That's what we were talking about earlier. Referral rate type, that's percentage or a flat USD. So percentage would be, you know, like 50%, and then flat USD would be a certain amount of money. So referral rate, in this case, we have percentage. We can do the 50%, exclude shipping costs from referral calculations. I recommend doing this because if you have, let's say, physical products, you don't want to include the shipping or the taxes in the actual affiliate commission. So in other words, they get 50% of the actual revenue minus the shipping and the tax. Now, cookie expiration, that really depends on you and or how many days that your referral tracking code should be valid for. So if you want the max amount of time, you might want to do like 360 days or 365 or 999, a bunch of nines. So telling the system that you don't want the cookie to expire. Now, obviously, if somebody were to clear their cookies utilizing like an antivirus software, then there's nothing you really can do about that. Cookie sharing, sharing tracking cookies with subdomains. I would leave this unchecked unless you know what you're doing. And then currency, choose your currency. Currency symbol position, the thousand separator, the decimal separator. And I would just leave these as they are. Click save changes. And we can move on to the next page. So up at the top, you have these tabs here. And we are at the integration tab. And you want to simply find the plugins that you're actually using. So if you're not using any of these plugins, you don't need to check any of them. If you are using, say, let's look down here, PayPal buttons, then you will want to check that. But these are basically referring to plugins. Now, if you were using WooCommerce and you had an e-commerce site that was selling, let's say, physical goods or even online courses, you would want to check that right here. So this is the integrations tab. The next tab is the opt-in form. Now you would not need to do this unless you were giving people a certain amount of money for any time somebody referred someone. So if they referred a few customers and they just opted in, then they would get paid. So I'm not using this, so I'm going to move on to the emails tab. So this settings merely allows you to customize the email that is being sent to the affiliate. So you can upload your logo, you can choose the default template. So the default template or no template, just plain text only. You add your from name, your name here, your company name, your email. And then of course you have email notifications, notify the affiliate manager when a new affiliate has been registered, has been created. So that's basically you. So you would enter your email here and you would simply just go through here and customize all the different emails. So the next one is going to be the miscellaneous, and this will allow you to allow affiliates to register accounts for themselves. So if you want to kind of create that experience where you do everything for the affiliate, then you don't need to check this. But if you just want to give the link out and say, hey, if you're interested in on being an affiliate, fill out this form. you could do it that way as well. Require approval. This just means that when somebody fills out the form, they are not going to be able to become an affiliate immediately. It requires you to actually accept them. Automatically register new users as affiliates. So I would uncheck this because that means that every single one of your users, even your customers, would become affiliates. You can add a logout URL, which is basically if they click the logout button, then they get sent to this URL. And then here's the CAPTCHA to make sure people are not spam. You can reject unpaid referrals. And a lot of these are actually just more advanced features, which you don't really need to use unless you are aware of what you're doing. Disable IP address logging. You don't really need any of that. Opt-in beta version, remove data on install. And for the most part, just the top few is needed, this one and this one, and that's it. Moving on, we have the payout service. So it says payouts by Sand Hills Development, which is the company that develops Affiliate WP. It says it allows you as the site owner to pay affiliates directly from a credit card or a debit card, and the funds for each recipient will automatically be deposited into their bank accounts. Now, in order to use this, you will have to pay for their monthly subscription, and you can find a little bit more detail out right here. So let's see here. So they charge 3% fee for Stripe if you process more than 10,000 per month. So actually there's no monthly fee. There's actually just a standard 3% fee, which is not bad. But considering that if you were to have your own Stripe account, you would pay less than 3%. So if you're going to have a large volume of sales, you might want to go the other route. But this route just makes it easier for you, and it makes it so that the affiliates are happy when they get paid immediately and straight directly into their bank accounts. So that's that right here. Enable payout service. And you can connect to the affiliate payout service here. And of course, last but not least, the last tab is Zapier, which is basically the service that allows you to automate much of your site and have WordPress communicate with other applications as well. So it says enable Zapier. You can check that here. And it says create a Zap. So enable specific Zapier triggers. You can enable affiliate triggers, referral triggers, creative triggers, visit triggers, and payout triggers. So let me explain what triggers are. Triggers are what is the initial cause. So if you think about if you drop a ball from maybe the height of you, then releasing the ball and letting it drop is the trigger. And then what happens after that, the ball just bounces around. So if then, do this, basically. So if this happens, then you can do this. So affiliate triggers are the affiliate referral, when somebody refers somebody, when somebody visits, when you pay out. Maybe you want to add that to a Google spreadsheet every single time. You can do that with Zapier. So of course, when you're done, you can click Save Changes. Now, bear in mind that because this is integrating into Zapier, you will need to have a Zapier account. And I believe there is a free version, but you can't really do a whole lot with it. So there is another version as of now. I believe it's about $24 per month that allows you to create a bunch of Zaps and do all that. So unless you really need to do this, I don't think this is necessary, to be honest. Unless you really want to use automation and you want to maybe document better, then I would use Zapier. Or you could do something like anytime an affiliate signs up on the forum, then you add them to like an active campaign. So there's a variety of things you can do. If we go to Zapier.com, you can get an idea of how it works. So in other words, you can connect your apps and automate workflows. So if we were to go to apps, and if we do a search on, I don't know if, yeah, so most likely it's just WordPress, like so. But if you wanted WordPress to integrate with like Google spreadsheets, you could do that. So if we click here, you can see all the different plugins and integrations that will allow you to automate WordPress. So you can integrate it with Facebook pages, Twitter, and all of that. But that has nothing to do with affiliate programs. So unless you really need it, my recommendation, of course, is you don't really need it. So that's pretty much it as far as setting things up with Affiliate WP.